I believe that this gold bull market that we're into is one for the record books. I also believe that people who aren't financially and psychologically durable are going to get shaken out of it. So forewarned is forearmed.
You're watching Silver News Daily. Subscribe for more.
The system is breaking, and Rick Rule just handed us the final warning. $150 trillion in liabilities. That's not a typo. That's more than the total net worth of every American combined, and it's growing by the second. According to Rick, this isn't just bad economics. It's mathematical annihilation. There's no way out that doesn't end in collapse. And when the dollar falls, silver doesn't just go up. It detonates. He's not talking about a 10% or 20% move. He's predicting a 3 to 4-fold explosion in silver prices as investors scramble to escape a fiat currency in freefall. We're already seeing the signs. Silver just posted its strongest annual rally since 1979, surging over 130% this year alone. That's not normal. That's not sustainable. That's a flashing red siren that the system is breaking down. And if Rick is right, this is just the beginning. Because when confidence in currency vanishes, people don't wait, they run. And what they're running to isn't crypto, it isn't stocks. It's gold, it's silver, it's real, tangible wealth. So here's the question. What happens when $150 trillion in promises made by the US government start to unravel all at once? What happens when the rest of the world realizes the emperor has no clothes? You already know the answer. Silver goes parabolic. And according to Rick Rule, if you're not in position before the bomb goes off, it's already too late. Stay with me, because what we're about to uncover could change the way you see money forever.
Well, first of all, I'm delighted to hear you say nominal highs, because in constant dollar highs, the gold and silver prices that we see arguably are not all-time highs. You know, Dunnigan, as you know, I've been saving in gold since the year 2000. Turn of the century, I decided, well, turn of the millennium for that matter, I decided to change a few things that I did. Although I maintain liquidity in US dollars, I save in gold. And if you save in gold, you're surprised at how cheap things are now. You're surprised at how cheap housing is. You're surprised at how cheap groceries are. You're surprised at how cheap gasoline and medical insurance are. If you save in dollars, you have a very different perspective. And I would suggest that the increase that you've seen recently in gold and silver prices goes back to interviews that you and I had 4 or 5 years ago, the difference between inevitable and imminent. What was going to happen to the gold price is now happening. I don't think that the gold price that we see now takes into account the damage that will be done in the future. I think we're playing catch up. And let me give you some arithmetic around that. My own belief is that the principal reason that precious metals do well is because savers and investors are concerned about the deterioration of their purchasing power in fiat-denominated instruments, the U.S. dollar-denominated instruments. And they are particularly concerned about the difference between the interest rate they get paid on savings products and the deterioration of the purchasing power of the dollar. And that's where the gold price and the gold price in the future really comes to bear. It is my belief, and we've discussed this before, Dunnigan, that the real rate of the deterioration of the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar is not measured by the CPI, which is bad enough, but rather is closer to 8 or 9% compounded. If you look at the basket of goods and services that you and I buy, as opposed to the basket of goods and services contrived by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, what you see is that the rate of inflation that people are fed is really, really, really understated. And here's where the problem comes into focus for most folks. You take out a savings product, let's say the world's preeminent savings product, the U.S. 10-year treasury, which all other credit products are marked against. You're getting paid 4.2. 4.2 isn't bad, unless you consider that you're getting...
Silver's recent surge isn't just impressive. It's historic. As of December 2025, silver is trading around $66 per ounce, marking a year-to-date gain of nearly 130%. That's not a small bump. That's the biggest annual move since 1979. And if you're wondering whether this is just a flash in the pan, take a closer look at what's happening under the surface. This isn't a speculative bubble. It's a structural shift. Physical supply is tightening, industrial demand is relentless, and investment flows are pouring in as the smart money looks for safety. We're seeing silver do something it hasn't done in decades: lead the charge. In past bull markets, silver has lagged behind gold before catching up violently. But this time, it's moving in lockstep, sometimes even outperforming. And that tells us one thing: the market isn't just reacting to short-term noise, it's pricing in long-term reality. Inflation adjusted, silver is still trading far below its 1980 high. That gives it massive upside, especially with analysts now projecting silver to break through $70 and potentially target $100 in early 2026. But even those numbers may be conservative. Because when you consider the true fundamentals behind this rally, it becomes clear this isn't the top. This is the launch pad. And what's fueling this liftoff isn't hype, it's demand that isn't going away. In fact, it's only growing stronger.
Paid 4.2 in a currency where your purchasing power is decreasing by 8. Then rather than making 4.2, you're losing 3.8. And if you lose 3.8 every year for 10 years, what the U.S. government is saying is if you give us your money now, we'll give you back 60% of it 10 years from now, which is not a very attractive proposition. But it is the proposition that's driving gold. Disintermediation out of long-term savings products like long-term bonds into gold is self-defense. It's really as simple as that. And I think it continues. And I'm going to bore your audience with more math. Dunnigan, I can see you ready to hit me with that already broken hand, but I'm going to do it anyway. And we've talked about this before, but it needs to be hammered home to people because they hate math. That circumstance gets worse, Dunnigan. In the first instance, there's a lot of pressure politically, which will come to bear today, on the Fed to lower interest rates, which means that nominal prices should increase while the price paid for savings decreases. In other words, the gap is going to get wider as a consequence of lower interest rates. And make no mistake, lower interest rates are politically popular. They're a subsidy to spenders by savers, spenders being more numerous than savers. We could expect that to continue in a politicized society like the United States. But the math gets worse still. The on-balance sheet liabilities of the U.S. government now exceed $38 trillion, while the net present value of off-balance sheet obligations, not the nominal value, but the net present value of off-balance sheet obligations, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, military pensions, federal government pensions, that number exceeds $120 trillion. Taken together, the aggregate federal liabilities, before any other liabilities in the system, exceed $150 trillion. In a country where the private net worth of all citizens combined, you and me and all your listeners, is $161 trillion. There's not much money left over after government debt for us. To make that worse, the twin deficits, on-balance sheet and off-balance sheet, grow by $4 trillion a year. To put that in perspective, the gross income of the federal government, before we harass a taxpayer, before we buy a ballroom on the wall at the White House, before we buy a bomb, is $5 trillion. The deficit increases by $4 trillion a year, and our aggregate gross income is $5 trillion a year. The math.
Just before we get going, we just launched the official Silver News Daily Telegram. To kick things off, we're running a 10-ounce silver giveaway. Yes, real physical silver, not a voucher, not digital credits, actual bullion. This Telegram will be our new home for real-time silver discussions, market insights, collection picks, and everything precious metals. It's where the community truly comes alive. Here's how to enter the 10-ounce silver giveaway. Be subscribed to Silver News Daily on YouTube. Turn on the notification bell. Comment 10-ounce giveaway on 3 separate videos. Be an active member of the Telegram group and say hi. Once we hit 500 active Telegram members, we'll pick one lucky winner to receive 10 ounces of silver shipped directly to you. So get in early, stay active.
What's driving this demand isn't just fear, it's function. Silver has become indispensable to the modern world, and 2025 proved it beyond doubt. The metal isn't just sitting in vaults anymore. It's being consumed at record levels by the very technologies reshaping our future. Solar panels, electric vehicles, AI-powered data centers. Every one of them runs on silver, and they're multiplying fast. Solar installations just hit an all-time high, and silver is at the heart of every high-efficiency panel with no viable substitute. We're talking 15 to 25 grams per panel, and by 2030, solar alone could be consuming up to 273 million ounces per year. Then there's EVs, which use up to 79% more silver than traditional combustion engines. With EV production expected to triple, the automotive sector alone is turning into a silver vacuum. Add AI into the mix, with its massive need for heat-resistant conductive materials, and you start to see why industrial demand is projected to break through 700 million ounces annually. But here's the kicker. This demand isn't price sensitive. These industries can't function without silver, no matter the cost. That gives silver a price floor unlike anything we've seen before. While most commodities get crushed by volatility or recessionary fears, silver now has a built-in support system, a demand base that refuses to shrink. And with investors joining the stampede, the supply side has no chance of catching up. Which brings us to the next piece of the puzzle.
Doesn't math. So, for those two lousy reasons, I'm a gold bull. I remember, Donegan, in the decade of the 70s, the U.S. dollar lost 75% of its purchasing power. A record I think it's going to match. And the consequence of that was that the gold price went up 28-fold. I'm not suggesting to you that the gold price is going to go up 28-fold, but I am suggesting to you that the nominal price of gold, thank you for your use of that word, will mirror the deterioration of the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar. Specifically, that means that I think there's at least a strong possibility that the gold price in nominal terms over the next 10 years goes up threefold or fourfold. It wouldn't surprise me, given the incredible increase in the gold price that we've seen this year and the more incredible price in the silver that we've seen this year, that it takes a breath, that it takes a pause. That wouldn't surprise me at all. But I think over 10 years, the direction of the gold price is explained again by our old slogan about inevitable rather than imminent. I need to tell your listeners something else, Donegan, because too many of them will take away the fact that I think the nominal price of gold is going to go up threefold and stop listening right there. What I can guarantee you will happen, guarantee you, is that at some point in time in the next 10 years, the gold price will fall by 30 or 35%. That's the way bull markets work. And if you aren't psychologically and financially prepared for that 30% decline, what you're going to do is get shaken out of a gold bull market that's going to be absolutely one for the record. I remember in the aforementioned decade of the 1970s when the gold price went up 28-fold. In 1975, the gold price fell by half in 9 months, and the gold stocks fell further. There were people who were real gold bugs as a consequence of the $35 to $200 move that occurred prior to 1975, and those people forgot how to spell gold in the next 9 months. They got shaken out of that market, and they got shaken out of a market that then rose eightfold in 5.5 years. So I believe that this gold bull market that we're into is one for the record books. I also believe that people who aren't financially and psychologically durable are going to get shaken out of it. So forewarned is forearmed. I'm not going to get shaken out of it.
Silver supply is stuck in a straitjacket, and the market knows it. Even as demand breaks records, production is barely budging. Global mine output in 2025 rose by a mere 2%, totaling around 844 million ounces. But that slight increase barely dents the surface of a much bigger issue. Silver is mostly a byproduct. Over 70% of silver mined today comes as a secondary output from base metal and gold mining. That means silver production doesn't respond directly to price like other commodities. Even with prices surging, miners can't just flip a switch and flood the market with new supply. And it gets worse. Ore grades are declining, existing mines are maturing, and very few new projects are coming online. Years of underinvestment and environmental hurdles have throttled exploration. Juniors are strapped for cash, and majors aren't taking big risks. The result? A fifth consecutive annual market deficit in 2025, with shortfalls estimated between 95 and 149 million ounces. Over the last 5 years, the cumulative deficit has drained global inventories by nearly 820 million ounces. That's not just tight, it's dangerous. With industrial consumers locked in and investors piling on, the market is cannibalizing its own stockpiles. Recycling has flatlined, and primary production simply can't grow fast enough. The squeeze is real, it's getting tighter, and there's no cavalry coming. Which is why prices are melting upward, and why the next force driving this move will push silver into uncharted territory.
Well, let's look at history, rather than forecasting. History teaches us that in a primary metals bull market, over the course of the market, the miners, in aggregate, outperform the metal about 2-to-1. So I think that's important to understand. By the way, they outperform, if that's the right phrase, they exacerbate the market moves in both directions. So they outpace the market on the upside, they outpace the market on the downside. Buyer beware. I have said on your show before that there are three uses for gold. One is as a savings or insurance product. That's physical gold. That's what Dunnigan Kaiser sells. I buy physical gold consistently, and I hope it doesn't go up in price because I own it really as insurance, social insurance, which I'm afraid I'm going to need, but I hope I don't. I'm an investor, too, and as an investor, I buy very high-quality gold shares. I'm buying companies that participate in the upside in gold because they make gold more efficiently than other companies do, and I'm a speculator in junior mining stocks. It's important for your constituency, Dunnigan, to allocate their portfolio relative to the reasons why they own gold, their time frames, and the risks that they're willing to endure. It's really important that people do that. When people consider the risks in the gold market, Dunnigan, I've been in the market 50 years now, and the biggest risk is really easy to find. It's to the left of your right ear and to the right of your left ear. And the way that you have prepared yourself in terms of doing the work and in terms of preparing yourself psychologically is going to be the biggest single determinant in never mind how much money you're going to make, but whether you're going to make any money.
While supply tightens and demand explodes, the foundation beneath our entire financial system is crumbling. Official inflation numbers might suggest stability, but reality tells a different story. The government claims inflation is around 2.7%, but anyone paying rent, buying food, or running a business knows the truth. Real inflation is closer to 8% or 9%, and that gap is where the real danger lies. Because with 10-year Treasury yields hovering just above 4%, we are neck-deep in negative real rates. In simple terms, saving in dollars means you're losing purchasing power every single year. This isn't just an economic inconvenience, it's a systemic failure. The Fed has cut rates 3 times this year, trying to juice a fragile economy while pretending inflation is under control. But the damage has already been done. Trillions of dollars were printed in the last cycle. Deficits are exploding, and the market knows the dollar's purchasing power is deteriorating. Precious metals have always thrived in environments like this, and today is no exception. But this time, silver isn't just reacting. It's leading. Because silver isn't just a commodity anymore. It's a form of protest, a defense against currency debasement, a way to opt out of a monetary system that's eating itself alive. And here's the truth most people won't hear on the news. The dollar is already in decline. You just haven't seen the full effect yet. But when trust in currency is lost, it doesn't trickle. It collapses. And that brings us to the real ticking time bomb. The one Rick Rule says could change everything overnight.
Better investor, you know? So let's think about what would cause me to sell my gold. That's a wonderful, wonderful way to frame the debate. I would have to see the reasons for the deterioration of the U.S. purchasing power, dollar purchasing power, go away. I would have to see, as an example, some real prospect of a balanced federal budget. I would like to understand how the federal government, after they balance the current budget, proposes to service $150 trillion in liabilities. I think in particular, we need a political accord around entitlements. And that's going to be an ugly thing to do politically. You got a whole bunch of people who say about, as an example, Social Security, I paid in, I deserve it. But the arithmetic is too bad, so sad. The money isn't there. So I would need to see that political challenge. accomplished. And then I would need to see a positive real interest rate, which is to say an interest rate where my return on savings was more than the deterioration of the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar. Historically, real interest rates for superb credits have been between 1.5% and 2% above the rate of deterioration of the purchasing power of the currency. If you agree with me that the deterioration of the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar is proceeding along about 8%, that means that the U.S. 10-year Treasury, rather than yielding 4.2, would have to yield some number between 9.5 and 10. Traditionally, the prime interest rate, currently about 6, sells at 150 or 200 basis point premium to the 10-year, which would suggest a prime interest rate in the 11.5 or 12% range. And traditionally, the 30-year fixed mortgage rate, by the way, traditionally with a 20% down payment, going back to when lenders were sane, has traded in a range similar to the prime rate. Now, can you imagine what a 12% first mortgage rate would do to the housing market? So I would either need to see greatly lower inflation or greatly higher interest rates or both. To recap, I'd need to see political consensus around a balanced federal budget. I'd need to see political consensus around
the $150 trillion bomb Rick Rule is talking about isn't a guess. It's a math problem with no solution. Between official debt, unfunded liabilities like Social Security and Medicare, and a mountain of off-balance sheet obligations, the U.S. government is sitting on a financial time bomb the size of its citizens' total net worth. That's not a warning. It's a declaration of insolvency. Because when your liabilities match your nation's collective wealth, you're not borrowing anymore. You're cannibalizing the future. And Rick's message couldn't be clearer. This system is doomed by its own design. We're already seeing the consequences. The national debt crossed $38 trillion, with interest payments now rivaling defense and healthcare spending. Annual deficits remain north of $1.8 trillion, chewing through GDP at 6% a year. Politicians promise reforms, but there's no appetite for cuts or tax hikes. So what's left? More printing, more dilution, more currency destruction. And as this spiral accelerates, trust in fiat vanishes. That's when silver becomes not just valuable, but vital. Because in a world where every promise is backed by a printing press, silver doesn't lie. It doesn't default. It doesn't require a bailout. It just sits there, real, tangible, and immune to the games being played in Washington. That's why, as the $150 trillion bomb begins to detonate, capital will flee synthetic assets and empty promises. And when that exodus begins, the moves in silver won't be slow or orderly. They'll be explosive. But this next signal proves the powder keg is already lit.
Solving the debt, servicing the debt, in particular the debt around entitlements. And I'd need to see a positive real interest rate. We got there, by the way, in 1981. Paul Volcker came in, raised the prime rate to 19%, knocked the stuffing out of every leveraged speculator on the planet, including a young guy named Rick Rule. But we tempered inflationary expectations. And while we didn't balance the budget, and we didn't, in fact, reduce federal spending, we reduced the growth of federal spending enough that when the economy recovered, growth outpaced debt. And that virtuous circumstance gave us 40 pretty good years. So I need to see some resolution of these problems in the way that we saw a partial resolution in 1980. The difficulty is, of course, that our starting point, our federal debt, is much higher now as a percentage of GDP than it was then. So the challenge that's in front of us is greater. I wish I didn't have to say all these things. I wish, honestly, Dunnigan, I wish at age 72 I could come on your show and say, you know what? It's done. Fear's past. Sell your gold, buy treasuries. Happy days are here again. But you asked me what would cause me to sell my gold, and I've told you that. And I think the probability of a resolution of those problems in the next 10 years is really low.
If there's one signal that seasoned investors watch like a hawk, it's the gold-silver ratio. And right now, it's screaming opportunity. At the start of 2025, the ratio hovered well above 80 to 1, meaning it took more than 80 ounces of silver to buy a single ounce of gold. But as silver's explosive rally gained steam, that ratio collapsed to around 65 to 1 by year's end. And history tells us that when this compression begins, silver doesn't just follow gold, it outpaces it with a vengeance. Look back at the 1970s. As inflation surged and confidence in fiat collapsed, gold soared, but silver went parabolic. The ratio tightened, and silver didn't just catch up, it sprinted past, delivering gains of over 700%. The same pattern played out in 2011, when silver's move from $9 to nearly $50 eclipsed gold's percentage rally. The reason? Silver behaves like gold's high beta cousin, trailing when things are calm, but exploding higher when fear enters the market. And that's exactly where we are now. Gold has already broken out to new nominal highs, but silver is still a fraction of its inflation-adjusted peak. The gold-silver ratio is telling us that silver is catching up fast, but it hasn't finished. In fact, if the ratio returns to its historical average of around 60 to 1, or even the extremes we've seen in past mania phases, silver's current price could just be the ground floor. But if you're waiting for confirmation, you're going to miss it. Because by the time silver hits parity with gold's momentum, the window will be closed. And the road from here won't be smooth, which is why the next step is critical to understand.
Listen, my best product is the symposium. I now can say I've spoken at 6 conferences in the last 5 weeks, all of them good, but my conference is better. Ours is the single highest quality, high net worth retail investment conference on the planet, and it will continue to be. It's the only one that I know of that comes with a 100% money back guarantee. We don't deliver you, in your own estimation, sufficient value, we will refund your money. Nobody else does that. Nobody else can do it. It's a superb conference. This year's pre-sales are running about double last year's sales, and last year's sales were pretty good. It'll be well attended, and it deserves to be well attended. This conference has 30 years duration, and it's all about investments and why to invest in natural resources and precious metals. But every 90 days, we have a different product. We have a boot camp. For the last 9 months, we've covered the gold space. The first boot camp was about physical gold. The second boot camp was about the high-quality gold stocks, the Agnicos, the Wheatons, the Francos of the world. The third boot camp was about the speculators. Those were very well attended, very high-quality boot camps. They all came with money-back guarantees. And as per our record, we refunded about 0.1% of the money we charged, which is to say almost nothing. By the way, the most common complaint was that the material that was presented was above the attendees' heads, which is we gave them too much, not that we gave them not enough. And we have an upcoming boot camp for speculators around the Golden Triangle in northern BC. This is a wonderful accumulation of mineralization, gold and copper. It's an area with a lot of opportunity. It's an area with a lot of challenges. There are a lot of people who are speculating up there. And I would say 75% of the people who are speculating up there have no idea what they're speculating in. So we're going to have a geological overview of the Golden Triangle. We're going to have a financial overview of the Golden Triangle. Importantly, because that region is about 80% First Nations, we're going to have a representative of the tribal and First Nations community who is also in the mining business. Give us a perspective of the reward, of the risks and the opportunities in the area from the point of view of the indigenous hosts. Young Cody Penner is a coming superstar, a good friend of mine. There's nobody better to do that than Cody Penner. We're going to give you 8 hours of the Golden Triangle. If you are an investor in the stocks up there from Newmont all the way down to the Penny Dreadfuls, this is something you absolutely positively have to do. We're going to take 8 hours of your life. We're going to make the recordings available for a year, and you're going to need them because we're going to give you more information than you can get in 8 hours. And if you don't think we give you your money's worth, we'll give you your money back. That's an ironclad guarantee. Or pardon me, a gold, solid gold guarantee.
Here's the part most investors aren't ready for. Volatility. Silver's path to the top isn't a straight line. It never has been. In every bull market, silver punishes the impatient and rewards those who can stomach the storm. Rick Rule doesn't sugarcoat it. He warns that silver investors should be prepared for 30% to 35% pullbacks, even in the middle of a raging bull. And we're already seeing that play out. Silver surged past $66 this year, only to pull back, consolidate, and then surge again. That's not weakness, it's fuel. These violent swings are what shake out the weak hands and hand the prize to those with conviction. It happened in the 1970s. It happened in 2011. And it's happening now. In every cycle, silver climbs a wall of worry. Each dip is painted as the top. Each pause is called a crash. But those who zoom out understand. These are not endings. They're ignition points. The fundamentals aren't changing. Supply is still squeezed. Demand is still surging. And the macro picture is still deteriorating. Volatility isn't the enemy. It's the entry point. For those who see the bigger picture, every correction is a gift, because while others panic, the smart money accumulates. They understand what's coming. They know that once silver clears its final resistance, it won't tiptoe higher. It will erupt, which brings us to the final piece of the puzzle, the moment where it all comes together.
Absolutely. Two other services that we offer. If you go to ruleinvestmentmedia.com and list your natural resource stocks, I'll personally rank them 1 to 10, 1 being best, 10 being worst. I'll also offer up comments where I think my comments on a company are worth repeating. Be a little patient. I'm just back from 5 weeks on the road, so it's taking me between 7 and 10 days to crank out these rankings. But ruleinvestmentmedia.com, list your natural resource stocks. Please no crypto. Please no tech stocks. Please no pot stocks. That's not what I do. Natural resource stocks only. In addition to which, and by the way, that's absolutely free. No obligation. So, of course, it too comes with a money-back guarantee. The second product that I'd like to highlight is the Rule Classroom, where there's now almost 300 hours of instructional programming, and it's absolutely for free. Most Thursdays when I'm in town, as an example, we do a complimentary Q&A where I answer your questions in front of a 3,000 or 4,000 person live audience. We have lots of how-to stuff, including 6.5 hours programming on securities analysis and natural resource stocks, a wide variety of new products every day, plus a discussion group that involves now 15,000 students in natural resource investing. It's an incredible resource for free. RuleClassroom.com.
Just before we get going, we just launched the official Silver News Daily Telegram. To kick things off, we're running a 10-ounce silver giveaway. Yes, real physical silver, not a voucher, not digital credits, actual bullion. This Telegram will be our new home for real-time silver discussions, market insights, collection picks, and everything precious metals. It's where the community truly comes alive. Here's how to enter the 10-ounce silver giveaway. Be subscribed to Silver News Daily on YouTube. Turn on the notification bell. Comment 10-ounce giveaway on 3 separate videos. Be an active member of the Telegram group and say hi. Once we hit 500 active Telegram members, we'll pick one lucky winner to receive 10 ounces of silver shipped directly to you. So get in early, stay active.
5 years, we said we were about to battle for better banking. We're bankers now, on a small scale, to be sure. We bought a little bank in a wonderful little community called Uppsala, up in central Minnesota. And so we are conducting local banking operations. We are already now allowing people who want to borrow against their precious metals holdings to open accounts at our little branch, and we are now actually making precious metals loans, which excites me no end. By mid-January, we'll be open on a branchless basis. This here, the phone, will be our branch. And we're going to do a lot of things different. The headline is, if you're unhappy with your current bank, which I'm sure all of your listeners are, they should check out Battle Bank. Why will Battle Bank be different? Well, first of all, we'll pay you interest. There's over $3 trillion in deposits in the United States that isn't paying interest, mostly on checking accounts. We don't have 15 or 16 savings products. We have one, high-yield money market account that you can write checks on. If you have $5,000 balance or more, no fees, including for checks. A huge advantage for people. In addition to that, we allow people to save in 20 currencies, not just the U.S. dollar. The next 10 years is going to see incredible volatility in currencies. And for those people who are able to maintain liquidity, they will need to maintain liquidity in more than one currency. And they will need, unfortunately, from time to time to shift money from currency to currency. At most banks in the U.S., you have a choice between U.S. dollars, U.S. dollars, and U.S. dollars. We'll give you a choice between 20 currencies, and that choice is yours. Another key product that will be of interest to your listeners, Dunnigan, is that we consider gold and silver to be good collateral, and we consider people who are prudent enough to be invested in gold and silver to be good credit risks. And at Battle Bank, you will be able to use the capital that you have tied up in your gold and silver as credit. Let's say there's a distressed real estate transaction that takes place in your community. You have the ability to buy a rental property or something like that. You don't want to sell your gold and silver, but you need the money for the down payment, which you expect to be able to recoup over time in a refi. You can do that at Battle Bank. You could do that at Chase Manhattan, too. It's just that there's a $10 million minimum. At Battle Bank, the initial minimum will be $100,000. And by the way, we have a selling group agreement with Miles Franklin, which means you won't need to transfer your gold to us. You'll be able to leave it right where it is at Miles Franklin and access that credit facility at Battle Bank. If you are a gold and silver holder, whether or not you borrow the money, the fact that you can establish a credit facility and have access to the money whenever you need it is a service unavailable to you at any other bank in the country, and it is a service that, believe me, over the next 10 years, you're going to need.
This isn't just a rally. It's a regime change. The dollar is losing credibility. The debt bomb is ticking louder by the day, and silver is stepping into the spotlight as the world scrambles for something real. Rick Rule's warning isn't just another headline. It's a roadmap for survival. Because when $150 trillion in liabilities starts collapsing in on itself, silver won't just rise. It will explode. Not in theory, not in decades, right now. You've seen the signs. Explosive industrial demand, chronic supply deficits, a gold-silver ratio that's collapsing, a monetary system that's cracking, and a precious metal that's quietly outperforming nearly every asset on the planet. But this window won't stay open forever. Once silver clears $70, then $100, the mainstream will finally wake up, and by then, the real move will already be underway. So don't wait for confirmation. Prepare while the rest of the market sleeps. Because in a world built on promises, silver is one of the few assets that doesn't need to promise anything. It just delivers. If you found this discussion valuable, make sure to subscribe and stay ahead of the coming reset. And remember, this is not financial advice. Always speak to a professional before making any investment decisions.